Welcome to the Generation Iron Podcast, featuring the biggest names in bodybuilding, fitness, combat, and strength sports world.
If you want to be a bodybuilding champion, it takes hours and hours every day of being dedicated and being passionate about it.
How's your boy here, Kyrie, a.k.a. Mr. Getting It Done?
Yeah, buddy!
Tune in to the GI Exclusives on the Generation Iron Airwaves.
Hello and welcome to this week's Generation Iron Podcast. Your host, me, Victor Martinez. Yes, I'm back. Esan Farahi, Vlad Yudin, and Edwin Mejia.
We finally back together, man.
Yes. Wow. Back together.
I feel good right now.
Thank you. But before we start, guys, remember we are on YouTube, but a little extra thing we have now is we also on Patreon. So if you log on to Patreon, follow us, like, you'll get some exclusive content that will not be on YouTube. So remember that to the loyal listeners and followers.
So what happens is, you know, we get flagged on YouTube all the time. When we talk about certain topics that are, you know, controversial or gear related, you know what I mean? So we have to kind of transition into Patreon. We're still going to have full access to the podcast on YouTube, but the longer version of the podcast, uncensored version, so to speak, will be available on Patreon. So if you guys want to support Generation 9, support all of us here, then definitely subscribe. And of course, all the movies are going to be available for free as well on Patreon. So that's something we're doing.
Wow, that's a big one.
Strong. Yeah, Victor is back, so we want to.
I know. Let's see. And then you're telling me it's uncensored, man?
So finally, Vic, you're back here. Last episode got a lot of attention. You got a lot of love from the listeners.
A lot of people are happy that
you made it through it. You know, they're so happy for you. There was a few comments people asking, actually, like, you know, because you basically describe the operation that performer knew that it was a bacteria in your spine. And some people want to know, I guess, what caused the bacteria. So some comments like popping up, like, for example, from Drew P. Webos. Most important question with respect, how did this happen? What led to bacteria? Was it from sepsis? I guess because Ronnie had sepsis, right? Infection. How did that infection get in the spine? How can we prevent this? So a lot of people are coming up with these type of questions, and I don't know if you want to address it or not, or if you know.
No, I have to address it, you know, especially to the fans out there and a lot of the guys that have the POS degree, you know, the piece of shit that starts thinking, they start thinking like steroids right away.
Exactly.
You know, meanwhile, I haven't competed since 2020, have not used anything ever close to it. To even, you know, that being the cause. Immune system, you know, infection, you know, dental. You know, I went to the dentist. I'm not saying it was my dentist. I'm not saying that I love you, okay? But many reasons that you can get it, you know, and sepsis. And some of it is, you know, if you get surgeries. You know, we had Ronnie Coleman when I was, you know, getting sick. I reached out to him. I wanted to see how he was doing. But then I started getting sick myself, and you go back to Ronnie, you see how he has sepsis and all the operations. He had more operations than freaking guys have gotten, you know, done sets and reps, you know, and that's another reason that you can get it. And it's just so many ways that you can get it, and I can't say which one. We're still trying to find out.
That's the most important thing.
We're going to pinpoint it. Once I pinpoint it, I can share with you guys. From where, but no, I did not shoot my back with no steroids.
who injects steroids in their spine? I don't understand. Have you ever heard about
especially
that?
Especially the spine, you know, the back, you know, okay, I heard a lot, lats, you know, and
but the spine?
But the spine, man, I don't even freaking let my freaking, you know, massage therapist touch my spine or anything of the sort. But there's many different things, you know. I mean, obviously, I don't have any hepatitis that can cause it, or any HIV and all that stuff. But my blood was clean, and that was the issue. When I got tested in the hospital the first three times, the first thing they do is take out blood.
And nothing was showing up, you said?
Nothing was showing up until I send the results to one of my good doctor friends, Dr. Scott. And he basically said, there's an inflammation by this indicator right here in your body. There's an inflammation. And basically with the inflammation, and for you guys, I said you want to avoid it. If there's inflammation on your blood work, do not let it go. Do not let it slide, because I never got fever. I never got sick. All that started happening was I stopped eating and I stopped being able to sleep, those two things. But the fever is one of the biggest indicators you're sick. The dragging, the sweating, and also delirium. You don't know where you are, where you think. And that started happening to me after the third week. And those weeks flew by, man.
Because the bacteria was basically progressing.
Yeah, and I'm fighting it because I even went to a couple of the shows in Teaneck. And I can't even believe I got through it. But again, when you're strong, you fight it. If you're out of shape, it'll hit you faster. And if you're sick already, you're basically going to lead to a fast demise. You won't even have a chance to get operated or go to the hospital four times like I did.
See, like, that's why we have to be on Patreon, because even things like this where you're describing medical conditions, sometimes we have to edit it out of the episode.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's why
yes.
we got to be on Patreon so people can get unfiltered look at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, speaking in general terms here, but to see exactly how I got it, again, I don't do anything crazy, you know.
You will find out.
Yeah, I will find out. I mean, I take care of myself. I mean, I do the blood work. I don't say, oh, we don't speak here about doing TRT and doing blood work, and then.
Well, then you don't do it.
I don't do it for 2-3 years. I do it once a year now. When I competed, it was twice a year. So.
But you get recovered very, very fast and good. I mean, since last week I saw you, it was much better.
No, way better. Again, when that pain kicks in, woo, boy. It's
something else.
It's some effed up.
Are you
crap, man.
Have you taken a lot of painkillers?
I was given the good stuff in the hospital, the Dilaudid, was getting the OxyContin, but remember now.
I would say pain relievers.
Yeah, pain relievers. Oh, again, that's what they were giving me in the hospital. Now, remember, we had a whole opioid epidemic, and that's the problem now. So many people were addicted. So many people were using it for no reason at all. Now they're so scared to prescribe it unless you're in the hospital on a scheduled time. So I was getting my doses every 4 hours, which was fine, but my body metabolizes quick. So instead of being good for 4 hours, I was good for 2.5. So it was 2.5 enjoying, you know, talking, speaking, and the other hour and a half was just like, just crying, looking into the water, out the window, and like, okay, where's this pain gonna go? And it's, when it's pain, I mean, that's where I could appreciate when I got injured, I broke my arm, or, you know, you can kind of touch it and rub it and kind of, but when it's, you know, spine. Internal, man, I got to tell you, there's nothing fun about it.
Have you done any new recent blood work? To see where you are in terms of your
yes,
energy,
your
test levels and all that other stuff, and
test levels I haven't checked. Everything that was checking was basically how the bacteria, checking for inflammation,
the vitals, right?
Vitals again, organs, because they were giving you all these pills in the hospital. They got to make sure your liver enzymes were low, your kidney levels, and it was good. So now the next one, which is going to be next week, that's the one where I'm going to check my test levels and see where it's at. You guys will hear about it. I'll talk about it here.
You're very open.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
So we have a question of the day today, actually directly related to what you were just talking about. So maybe we should just go into the question of the day, brought to us by Transparent Labs.
Yeah, so thanks again for Transparent Labs, big supporter here. You guys have been big fans of Transparent Labs. Many of you have tried and tasted their products. You could tell that they have quality ingredients, no funny stuff, 100% grass-fed beef protein. Really, truly some of the best ingredients and products in the market. Make sure you guys check them out. Generation Iron, 10% discount code as well. The first question comes to us from Paulie on Shore 88.
Paulie Shore.
I like that. I like that. Paulie on Shore.
Yeah.
That guy.
Rest in peace. I think he passed away too.
Paulie Shore died?
Did he?
Did Paulie Shore die?
Oh, I don't
Are
know.
Are you...
Dude, I don't know, because I haven't heard about it for a long time.
No way, bro.
No, only because it's so long. Yeah. I hope he's all right.
Let's answer Paulie on Shore 88's question.
Hey, Corey Felt. No, never mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Hey, Vic, what do you think about Ronnie's battle with sepsis? More importantly, what do you think caused it? People online are saying it's from gear use and liver. What you honestly think? And great to hear you both made it through your sickness.
Yes. And again, when Ronnie was going through this, and again, POS degrees, these people that keep right away, they go into the Generation Iron, they go into all these other, you know, bodybuilding
forums.
Size forums and whatever assumptions,
and they speculate immediately.
Assumptions, speculation, you know, these little maggots. Yeah, I don't like you guys. The assumptions is the biggest F up of them all, because you're assuming, you know, you wish you were right, you wish you were a freaking Nostradamus or anything, but most of the time you're usually always wrong. And with Ronnie going back, he spoke about it. You see how many surgeries he had. You see what he's gone through. I mean, some surgeries were secondary because he was training too hard in the gym. So the sepsis in the blood can happen so many different ways, not just through his operations, some of the surgeries he had, but his immune system. He travels a lot, man. I don't see anybody that's able to actually walk or be half his age to travel half the time. Ronnie travels.
We just filmed him in Miami last week. He was there after the sepsis recovery at the Young LA party. No, Young LA party. Like, oh, it's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. That's Ronnie. He'll fucking pull through, and it's insane. But, you know, there's a lot of factors how he could have gotten the sepsis, you know. The great part was that one of his kids was paying attention to the way he was feeling and looking. And one of those things, as I mentioned before, was when you see somebody kind of a little delirium and out of place and sweating for no reason, those indications. And fever is the biggest indicator, which is the best, but you're most likely not going to get it. So having somebody you love noticing how you're looking and not really feeling, that's the best way to pinpoint it.
It's a good answer. I mean, the reason why a lot of people, I've seen that question asked a couple times already, right? Was it because of PEDs? Was it because of steroids? You know, there is a link between liver, damage and liver failure that leads from excessive PED use that could lead to sepsis. Obviously that's like what you said, Ronnie answered the question. And it was from multiple surgeries, but it's not uncommon to think or ask that question because it's very, very, you know, common, right, to see that happen.
Yeah, but think if any bodybuilder get accident, forget about any surgery or anything. If you get accident, automatic war, the society say is a steroid.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? I was reading for like how do you get sepsis like on Google basically, and literally you can get it from eating raw oysters. Like, literally, one of the things.
Oyster is the number one.
Can you imagine? Yeah. You go to the restaurant, you eat oysters.
Some people have gotten sepsis in vacation in Costa Rica, and they eat something, or they have
on a zip line.
Contaminated water.
Yes.
Bathtub and spa.
Yeah. Oh, the jacuzzis. That's why I stay away. I don't like public jacuzzis.
So it happens, it happens a lot to people that are unhealthy or have organ issues, and ultimately eat something with a lot of bacteria, and that bacteria tends to flow into your organ system, your system, and it really it creates sepsis, and it's really an infection that, you know, is generated from bacteria that is also promoted from, you know, malfunctioning organs.
Yeah, but this got to stop, man. This whole everything is steroids.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that could even be a T-shirt. Everything's steroids. For you know. Let's admit, you know, steroid has its own category. You know, you have your Roy Rage, you know, you have your f***ing small nut syndrome, you know, whatever. It builds muscle. Give steroids their faults where they are, but let's not give it all the faults where you're just not really sure. And again, it's always a person who wish they looked half as decent, it's never worked out, doesn't know anything or two about steroids, and right away they go for the steroid juggler. And most of the time you're wrong. So keep assuming, and you'll always be uneducated.
All right. Well, that was a great answer. Guys, please submit your questions in the comments below. What's that?
Fully sure. Not dead. Had a tumor removed yesterday from his pancreas.
Yes, he made it.
So Fully Sure is alive.
That's what it was. Yeah, yeah. It's good, man. It's good.
So, guys, please submit your questions in the comments below. Hopefully, Victor will pick those questions and give us an answer. Thank you for Transparent Labs.
You need to take your muscles to the max.
Whoa there, Turbo. Do you even know what's in that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
See, most protein powders are filled with artificial sweeteners, food dyes, and filler.
Really?
I wouldn't put that stuff in my body.
Neither would I. Transparent Labs is made with just a handful of all-natural ingredients without any of the weird stuff. Transparent Labs. Protein without the weird stuff.
All right, let's get into this. We have some great topics today. So you guys familiar with Andre Ferguson?
Yes.
Men's physique competitor, yes. a great champion. Oh, yeah, he just competed. Yeah, that's right. He just won the Masters, Olympia. Right. Exactly, yeah. So he said something interesting in an interview, right? He's talking about basically how he thinks that men's physique and bikini divisions are the ones that are keeping the sport alive, so to speak. The exact quote here is, "The league wouldn't be here without men's physique or bikini. When I jumped into bodybuilding, this was a dying business. Go to shows, bodybuilding has about 5 people in each class. Men's physique, bikini, wellness has about 30, 40 people in each class. So which one's paying the bills? Do I think the money's f***ed up? Yes. Do I think open should get more money? Yes. But not 25 times the amount." So basically what he's saying is, you know, when we go to amateur shows, obviously, the bikini divisions have a lot of competitors, so do men's physique, and that's what's propelling the sport to the, into the future. And what's,
so we're back in the men's physique conversation.
It's going to lead to it, you know. But saving the sport, there is no saving the sport. Saving the organization.
Yes, exactly.
Let's just get it, you know. There's two different things.
They're not synonymous with each other?
Two different things.
No,
saving organization, things, federation, or saving the sport. Yeah, it's two different things.
Well, the industry.
So, translation, it's become an avenue of a massive avenue of revenue for the organization.
The industry, paying the industry's bills, paying. This is one-sided, you know. Now, Andre Ferguson, you know, again, I know exactly what you meant, you know, but the misconstrument was basically when you said sport, because it's not sport, it's basically the industry. Mm-hmm. And it's the federation. It's them. They're the ones that are actually being saved, because next thing you know, what are they going to have? A freaking overall farmer category? Yeah, with the farmers, the onesies and shit. Yeah, the farmer, just the top. You know, but again, he's right. Physique, why? I can literally go out right now and get anybody from any gym, even the worst gyms, plenty of freaking
shitness. How about fully dressed category?
Fully dressed. They have, with a suit now, they have and stuff.
IFBB out of America, Santuar, they have such a thing. It's called model fitness. So they come with the suit. And no physique at all? And then part of the routine, they have to take off the shirt and then showing the six-pack.
Yeah, but you're going... And
everyone has a six-pack. I don't understand.
You got a six-pack, you know.
No, I saw it, but some of them I would have had, like, dead last because they had some freaking off-the-rack suits. Yes. Like, you could tell, like, dude, just for that, you should place bad, you know? So I hope they make them, like, come on. Are you going to check the quality of the suit only, or is it the muscle?
But do you guys agree that basically when it comes to the industry, the amateur divisions are the ones that are basically, like, the basis of the federation, right?
Yes.
So you need constantly influx of people to compete in these events.
Yes.
Therefore, he's absolutely right that the men's physique and bikini are the ones that are bringing in the competitors.
Men's physique is much easier than bodybuilder. All day. Yeah.
I said I could go right now to any gym, the worst gym, I could pick out easily 5 physique competitors and 5 bikinis or 10.
But you cannot find a bodybuilder.
A good bodybuilder? No. You will not find one.
You have to be complete.
Unless, obviously, he needs to be complete, and he's going to have the guts. A lot of good bodybuilders out there, but a lot of them are losing their guts to actually want to compete. But, yes, Ferguson, you're right. Physique, bikini, model search?
Yeah, model. Physique model.
Fit model. It's a women's division.
Fit model, you know. I better get it right. One of my clients is a competitor in that. But, those are the ones that are the most tangible and then more inclusive.
More inclusive. Now, here's a question. I mean, okay, fine. Maybe not 25 times, like he said.
The pay, prize money.
Men's open versus men's physique, but let's be honest.
We still own that. The open.
You know, do we really want to sit and watch the Olympia or let's say the Arnold for like 5 hours, watching these men's physique competitors come on stage for 3 hours. I mean, I don't think that's logical, to be honest. Yeah. But at the end of the day, there needs to be some sort of cutoff, or there needs to be some sort of rule of how these people should be judged and cut off right away.
You know, I have a suggestion. Let's put the physique and bikini in the last and open category in the first. And then they see how many people sitting in the chair and watching the show.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's the, you know, this is a challenge.
Well, that's why if you want to
know which sport or which category has more demand, yes, and more money.
We know that already. We know the answer to that question. So, you should do it at the expo. I think the expo should have, you know, maybe that over there or something, you know, to free up the time at the main event.
Just changing the time. Put the open category in the first. I mean, everyone has to be sitting down for 5-6 hours to seeing that all categories to Derek Lunsford comes up, Hadi Chupan comes up. I mean, everyone comes to see the monster. And people sacrifice more than the physical category.
That's the problem. This is a long conversation because at the end of the day, the entertainment has changed around the world. You could say the same thing has changed for MMA, UFC, boxing. People are going to go to watch a spectacle. They're going to go watch a spectacle, right?
Absolutely.
They want to watch 100%. Something very specific. So bodybuilding, I think, needs to change with that because it's not going to be conducive to future long-term viewership, in my opinion. Now, there will be your normal people that are going to be very into it, the cult followings and all that stuff. But if it's going to grow, you need to continue to go the route of that one premium exclusive event spectacle.
Okay, let's ask this question. Who here has sat through an entire physique competition? Anybody?
I think so, specifically. You?
I mean, we have.
Well, I mean, we have. We've been filming at the shows, and, you know, it's part of the job.
Yeah, we have.
All right, but you're making sure you're on focus, you know, and all that. No, I have, actually. I admit, but I always find myself kind of always saying the same thing. Wow, good abs. Oh, good abs. Oh, nice abs.
But Vic.
Nice abs.
But Vic, as a promoter also, right, when you do a show, that you in a sense, also depend on those people with abs.
I treat them all royalty.
I know.
I treat them all royalty. And again, I know what Andre Ferguson was exactly, you know, trying to say, and which is a fact, you know, but it's not, you know, and it's not paying athletes' bills, it's paying the organization's bill, and is saving more of the inclusion of people wanting to actually follow and hopefully put that in their bucket list to want to compete. But you know, when it comes to you know, again, hosting a show or anything, for me it's the athletes. I see them as a whole.
I got you.
You know, so there's no hate.
Speaking of athletes, Olympia's coming up. We have about a month and a half
left. 6.5.
There you go. It's coming up shortly, I would say very soon.
Fast.
And one of the Iranian champions, one of the Iranian champions is not able to travel to Olympia, who just won Beruz, the Dubai Pro, right?
Beruz Tabani, this year is 4th year right now. 4th year. It's exactly, he go through exactly like a Hadi Chupan go. So this year is a 4th year. He still didn't receive any answer for immigration.
But Hadi's coming.
Hadi right now in Dubai, he had the appointment for get the visa. He has to get visa again. I mean, probably they give him. But Beruz Tabani, he went 2 times back-to-back Dubai Pro. He went 2 times Romania Pro. He was the one only person challenging Samson in Romania 2 years ago.
He lost to Samson,
yeah. But he was challenging him.
No, he hangs tight. He's
and
got
yeah,
good
he very
he
tight.
Has good muscle.
You saw Beruz in Dubai close. He has a very nice frame, very good physique, and I believe he's a dark horse.
Think he could win Olympia if he actually enters?
Not this year, but in the future, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. He has everything that Mr.
How
Olympia
tall is he?
On it. Your height.
Yeah,
he's exactly your height.
He's freaking. Because I saw him posing next to for the video you put.
Oh, Jack.
Yeah, Andrew Jack.
Andrew Jack, yeah.
And I don't know, I guess the camera angle almost had him almost the same height.
No, it's not same height. No, yeah, Andrew Jack
is just the angle then from the bottom up. Okay, but he's a beast, man.
He's and very
unfortunately,
good.
Unfortunately, you know, because of, you know, politics and him, you know, where does he reside?
I mean,
where does he live?
Dubai, right? Well, he's Iran, but he's
in Iran.
He goes to Dubai. He's able to go to Dubai. You
know, he comes to Dubai a lot, but it doesn't matter. Living in Dubai, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's that passport because of that political. And, you know, this year was a political hell for Iran.
Well, this is the worst year possible. By the way, talking about a height, you heard Kai Greene said that he was doing heavy squats as a teenager. He was squatting 800 pounds. And he thinks because of that, that prevented him from getting taller. What do you think about that?
Kai, come on, man.
He told me.
Man, I think you read a lot of books, man. There's one book you miss, man. And that's Anatomy, bro.
He's saying he was squatting 800 pounds as a teenager, and he should have been over 6 foot tall.
I don't know.
Man, I was supposed to have 12 inches, but I kept wearing tight freaking Fruit of the Looms and shit, you know? Damn Fruit of the Looms. Switch to boxers, man. That saved me, man. No, it doesn't work out that way. I mean, I've read it before, obviously, because when I started working out, the first thing, you know, Latino family, you know, uneducated.
You get short.
You
get short.
Don't know much. They're like, oh, you're going to start lifting weights? You're going to stay short. You know, that's the first thing they say. Oh, and the other one was, your nuts, your dick's going to shrink. And, you know, that's one of them. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I think I'm going to go on a limb on this one, you know.
They're growing.
Yeah. I'm going to keep doing this thing and shit. And so far, I'm good, man, because, you know, I'm a different shoe size the last couple of years. You know, clothes. I don't know. But to say he was supposed to be, let's go to the family tree. Let's go see who's 6 feet in his family and maybe skip.
I should ask
him. You know, more than six, it's not good on bodybuilding stage. We have just one person over six in Mr. Olympia. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But very few.
Andrew Jack is over six. Andrew Jack.
No, Mr. Olympia.
Actually one. Okay, yeah.
Samson.
Yeah,
bro.
Samson is 6'1", yeah.
Oh, he's 6'1".
Yeah, 6'1".
Yeah, remember, you're going to get a lot of guys who actually have that height, that 6 foot height, 6'1", that can put on that good muscle.
It's very hard.
Yeah, no, it's very hard. But then when you're that height, the usual problem for that height is the legs.
Yeah. Bro, do you remember Paul Dillett, how much muscle he had?
He was huge. He's like 6'4", something like that, right?
6'3", 6'4", yeah. He was huge, too.
It's hard to beat, yeah.
So it varies. It varies. It is hard, but they do exist. Gunther Schlerkamp, I mean, a lot of guys, you know.
Hormone replacement therapy, HRT, TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, they all kind of go into the same bucket of hormones. Right? Men and females, they all have the same exact hormones. For males, they need more testosterone than females. And for females, we need a little bit more estrogen than males.
Basically, what that means is if you get your blood work done, your testosterone's low, we try to get it to an optimal level.
We'd walk into where our medical assistants would be. They're contacting patients all throughout the day, making sure patients are feeling good, looking good, and performing their best, making sure they're hitting their goals, making sure they're tolerating the medication properly, and everything is going well. Patient care and patient service is number one to us. And if they have any questions, concerns, issues, then we're taking care of them too as well.
A TRT company or Titan Medical, what they do is they make people healthy and they get people to really live the dream of life. It's one of those things I always say, do you want to live a long life or a quality of life? And that's what Titan Medical does.
By the way, Urs Kalensky switched over to, I think I just butchered his last name, but I think he switched over to men's
Miracle
open
recently. Bear.
Miracle Bear, yeah.
Yes.
And Bumstead said basically that if more guys would switch over from classic physique to men's open, he thinks the top 10 would look different, meaning that those guys would perform.
I think they should.
Possibly better.
I think they should, and I think, you know, this is a level up. You know, level up. But when you're building a certain kind of muscle, like basically Bumstead, you know, dominated that, you know, basically the entire, you know, category. And that's, he basically stayed safe. Didn't try to build more than what he had to. And a lot of the class of physique guys, they love training hard. They love pushing hard. And what starts happening, they start getting out of that category. So I think...
Don't you think he should have stayed in classic and potentially win? Yeah, the bumpster just left the
I think it ran its course. And I saw him at the New York Pro, and he's just huge.
Huge.
Man. He must have been. He looked like 290, man.
Yeah. So he said. He said at the classic, he was compete at 220 on the stage. And he's right now in next week, this weekend actually, he's competing in Italy.
Yeah.
For,
oh, he is?
Yeah, he competed in Italy in the pro weight? Pro debut.
Open, men's open, right?
Open, yeah, his men's open. Yeah. 265.
Holy crap. So I see him on stage, 265. It was he'll probably be on stage to look good. He's got to be probably around his 240s.
240.
Yeah, because if he competed in classic,
220.
I'll have him to look good. He has to be within that 230, 235. And remember, he looks good already in the classic. So
he's not short.
He's going to look
tall.
Bigger. He's going to look way bigger.
I think he's a 5'10", 5'11". He's not that short.
No, he's very tall, yeah. What do you think about Nick Walker and Derek Lunsford starting to heat things up, talking about each other? You heard that what Derek Lunsford said about Nick Walker?
Yeah.
He basically said he beat him and he was only like at 90, less than 90% at the Pittsburgh Pro. And Nick said something like, I don't remember exact quotes, but he said something like, are you scared of me or something like that?
So Nick said, you're scared. Who said who's scared of who?
Nick said that Derek is scared of him or something like that. And then Derek did an interview with Bob Chicarillo, I think. And he said that, listen, I did a favor by going to Pittsburgh because I'm Mr. Olympia. I just won the Arnold Classic and I wasn't even in my best there.
Okay, so Derek is scared of what? Nick's freaking protein and oil and
it's a figure of
speech. And Nick should be happy and get a bouquet from Derek saying, you should be happy I showed up. I don't know. Guys, I mean, it's WWE. It's WWE stuff that's going on there. It's good. Can't say that's bad. Keep going at each other, but you scared? Give me more than that, guys. Come on, you know. You lucky? You know, like, come on. That's not enough, man.
I'm so excited for Nick to come back to the stage.
The Olympia, yeah.
The Olympia stage. Yeah. I'm so excited for that.
No, you guys should just up the disses. Go up the disses and start, you know, it's like, yo, like, I got more calves than you got. I don't know. They both got good calves.
I think this year, Mr. Olympia is nice, actually. If Nick Walker doesn't change the mind and last week pull out of the Mr. Olympia. But the combination with the Nick Walker, Hardy Chupon, Drake Lunsford, Samson Doda, it's very nice combination.
Stacked, man. I just hope everybody shows up healthy and doesn't pull out. That's it. Just show up, man. Like, make it there, man. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to be where? In the same hotel? The Resorts World?
Resorts World, yeah.
Resorts World.
Great theater.
I got to find out and make sure they don't have that 20, what is it, that college trips they had last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm
like, the big pool party.
Oh, no, I'm going to call, man. I'm going to call because my first goal is actually, you know, to, after all this, you know, basically physical therapy is to show up at the Olympia and with a little bit more meat. Yeah, yeah,
You have
a
plan to go?
Yeah, I'm planning to go. Man, you got to set goals. And again, you know, obviously getting back, training.
Nice.
Minimizing, you know, pain, which you know, everything is being accomplished. And then now the first training session, which is going to be coming up. Soon, too.
Nice.
It's going to feel weird, man. My muscle connection.
All right, next we have actually a Patreon special topic. So this is something that's going to be censored for YouTube, but we can address it here on Patreon. All right, guys. Well, I think we covered most of the topics, or all of them, actually. Please submit your questions in the comments below. And Victor is back officially.
Yeah, please make sure you guys add and subscribe and make sure you click your notifications on. We're noticing that only 20% of our audience actually ends up having notifications on and watching simultaneously, according to our analytics. But now, Vic, I think it's important for you guys to continue to subscribe and ask Vic those questions. Vic is here for that. And let's continue going.
Let's keep going, guys. And again, thank you. Great to be here. I'm happy to hear some feedbacks on the next episodes. But remember, follow us, like. And if you want to see any of our prior episodes, please, Apple Podcasts, wherever you stream them. And also, don't forget, follow us on Patreon. Till next time.
Visit GenerationIron.com for even more GI exclusive content on all things bodybuilding, fitness, combat, and strength sports. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this show on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are downloaded.